Good afternoon, everyone. For the sermon of today, I'd like to begin in the book of Proverbs. So if you please turn to Proverbs 22, verse 1. Proverbs 22, verse 1, it says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver or gold." I've read over this scriptures before in the past. When I read this one in preparing for the sermonette, the word chosen jumped out at me. A good name is to be chosen, huh? A good name is a choice. Choose to have a good name in God's eyes. What choices can we make to have a good name in God's eyes? Well, thinking of examples, I thought of Daniel. So if you turn to the book of Daniel, for my first point, number one, choose to be a person of integrity. Daniel 1, verse 8. Daniel 1, verse 8. "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Here we can see that Daniel didn't go against his principles, but was that he was a person of integrity. Also, if you please turn to Psalm 15, verse 4. In Psalm 15, verse 4, "In those in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but honors those who fear the Lord. For he who swears to his own hurt and does not change." To me, a person who keeps his word or swears to his own hurt and does not change is a person of integrity. For the next point, point number two, choose to ask God for help. If you turn to Daniel 2 and verse 18. Daniel 2, verse 18. This was right after the king had a dream, and King Nebuchadnezzar had just had a dream, a vision, and he was asking the wise men to reveal it. But he didn't tell him the dream. They had to tell him the dream and then interpret it. So he was seeking the wise men, of whom was Daniel and his friends. So what did Daniel do? That they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the men of Babylon. So we see that Daniel was asking for God's help. Also in Daniel 6, verse 10. It says, "Now when this was with Daniel in the lion's den. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he went home and in his upper room, which with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." So we can see that Daniel chose to ask God for help. Point number three. Choose to be humble. Go to Daniel 2, verse 20. This was right after God revealed the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar to Daniel. See what Daniel says here. "Daniel answered and said, 'Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the season. He removes kings and rises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep secret things. He knows what is in the the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, you who have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we have asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. So here we can see that David was humble. He didn't take the credit. He gave God the credit. So he chose to be humble. Point number four is choose to serve God continually. Please turn to Daniel 6, chapter 6 and verse 16. Oh, humbly. 6:16, serve God continually. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But then the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, has delivered; he will deliver you. Also, let's drop down to verse 19. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? So here we can see that Daniel chose to serve God continually. Point number five, choose to persevere. Well, we can see that Daniel persevered through these things. If he would have stopped back at the first part and not continued with the dreams and through to the Daniel in the lion's den, then he wouldn't have gotten a good name. So choose to persevere. Point number six is having a good name in God's eyes results in glorifying God. Now if you'll turn with me to Daniel 2, chapter 47. Daniel 2, verse 47. Then the king answered Daniel and said, truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets, since you have revealed this secret. And now if you'll turn to Daniel 6, verse 25. We'll see also how another instance in Daniel's life glorified God. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwelt in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever. His kingdom is not one which shall be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So in conclusion, choose to be a person of integrity. Choose to ask God for help. Choose to be humble. Choose to serve God continually. And choose to persevere. And having a good name in God's eyes results in glorifying God. Now if you will turn with me back to Proverbs 22 verse 1. In conclusion, wrapping it up here. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name is a choice. Choose to have a good name in God's eyes.